KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have mostly sunny skies at 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high near 90. Winds northeast at 10 to 15, partly cloudy tonight, low of 62, and partly cloudy tomorrow with, again, a high near 90. Yesterday's high in Atlantic was 92. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Creston Police Department reports two separate arrests took place on Monday. At around 10:30 a.m., 34-year-old Jeffrey Drake of Apton was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on the original charge of driving while barred. Drake was being held in the Adams County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And at around 12:40 p.m. Monday, 41-year-old Sherry Waters of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for failure to appear on a charge of assault causing bodily injury. Waters was also being held in the Adams County Jail. Her bond set at $1,000. Council Bluffs Police late Monday evening said officers were able to locate and arrest Lindsay Maves without further incident on Monday. Maves was charged with attempted murder, arson in the first degree, and willful injury. She was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. Authorities had said earlier in the day Monday that officers were called at around 4:34 a.m. that day to 1435 North 15th Street to investigate a woman that was found in front of the location with severe burns on her body. Officers, along with medics from the Council Bluffs Fire Department, arrived on the scene, and the victim was immediately transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center for treatment. She was identified as 37-year-old Christine Weilage of Council Bluffs. Officers determined the original incident took place in front of 1413 Avenue K. Detectives and crime lab techs gathered evidence at the scene there. Their initial investigation indicates Weilage was involved in a disturbance with the suspect, 28-year-old Lindsay Maves of Council Bluffs. At some time during the incident, Maves allegedly sprayed a flammable substance on Weilage and then lit her on fire. A witness to the incident attempted to put the fire out, and while doing so, Maves again attacked Weilage by hitting her in the face with an unknown object. Maves then left the area before the officers arrived. Now, if you have any information that might lead to additional help in this investigation of this case, contact the Council Bluffs Police Department at 712-328-4728 or Crime Stoppers at 328-7867. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office is investigating the death of a man hit on Highway 71 early Monday morning. A motorist called 911 and reported that they had hit something in the roadway between Hinton and Merrill. It is thought the victim initially hit a deer, and then he got out of his car and started walking to Hinton when he was struck and killed. Names and other details have not yet been released, while the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office continues to investigate. In other news, after last year's pandemic-related cancellations, all of Iowa's 99 county fairs are a go this year, and five will be held this month. Not to beat a dead horse about last year, but it was tough. This year, everybody's back, said Tom Barnes, executive director of the Association of Iowa Fairs, who went on to say, we're hearing a lot of positive talk about people wanting to get back involved, be at the fair, and help with the fair. Barnes said the curveball of last year's pandemic prompted fair managers to improvise. For example, many staged competitions for the livestock and 4-H and FFA members raised last year. I believe Barnes said the count was 85 or 86 fairs in Iowa that did not happen at all, but did some sort of youth show-and-go type event. He says early fairs in June were basically the guinea pigs of trying to make that happen, and the later fairs learned by what the earlier fairs did correctly and did not do correctly. Barnes is also the secretary of the Howard County Fair, which starts next week. He says after years of emphasizing concerns about the spread of diseases among livestock, county fairs are being proactive about the human side as well. He says we still have the sprayers and hand sanitizers and all that. We'll be utilizing that kind of stuff here during our fair in Howard County, spacing things out as best as we possibly can, he said. But that's what's really helped the fairs to be able to kick off this year is the vaccination. Barnes said there were skeptics 3 or 4 months ago. Whether you believe in the vaccination or not, it did change the public's perception of getting back into the norm. The Wapello and Worth County Fairs begin tomorrow, June 16th. The Lynn, Jefferson, and Howard County Fairs begin on June 23rd. There are 99 counties in Iowa, but 100 county fairs. That's because Pottawatomie County holds two of them, one in Council Bluffs, the other in Avoca. Iowa State University Extension crop specialist Joel DeYoung says Northwest Iowa crops are showing signs of stress from the dry conditions. DeYoung says they need around 25 inches of moisture during the crop development stage.
We still need to have about 12 to 15 inches of rainfall during the season. And, you know, if we have slightly above average, we're probably going to reach that. Otherwise, we're going to put some stress in our yield potential through the year.
DeYoung says stress is already showing up in the corn leaves.
If you take a look at the cornfields recently, you'll see that almost every day we've got a lot of cornfields that are rolling. And that's an indicator that The root system of those corn plants, even if there is water in that soil, the root systems right now aren't deep enough to keep up with the daily demand with low humidity and high temperature.
He says the rolling has been evident within the last week in the afternoons and some mornings during the mid-90-degree days. DeYoung says the humidity that we try to avoid is a good thing out in the field.
It's kind of unique to have 20-25% humidity and 90-some degree temperature. That makes it seem a little cooler for humans, but that is the opposite of what we want to see for a crop. We want to see high humidity to go with those temperatures that they're going to be that high, because high humidity means less water demand in those plants.
The crop specialist says if the issue continues, farmers may see a drastic yield loss. The corn ear now is starting to fill in the rows.
All this stress is probably reducing the number of rows we're going to have on some of those ears. Might only be two rows less. Maybe it's a few more. We still have the potential to continue to form the length of that ear all the way to about 18-leaf corn. So we're still in that process.
DeYoung says the next 30 days will be critical to corn development as the corn begins to pollinate. He says soybeans are also showing some signs of stress, but soybeans have a way to delay the need for moisture until later in the year. And finally in the news, Des Moines Water Works officials are asking customers to reduce lawn waterings by 25%. KCCI says Des Moines Water Works officials said Monday that drought-induced low river levels and record-breaking demand for water have forced the implementation of Stage 1 of its water shortage plan. Waterworks says 90% demanded production capacity triggered the Stage 1 plan. Last Friday, Des Moines Waterworks delivered nearly 90 million gallons of water to its 500,000 customers. Officials say the Raccoon River is so low that you can walk across it, and they're asking everyone to hold off using excess water on all Mondays, especially with regard to watering of lawns. Even number addresses are asked to water on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Odd-numbered addresses on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday in the capital city. And as the Des Moines area continues into another week of high temperatures, Waterworks says that they cautioned against that water usage guidelines, that is, could change on a daily basis, and customers should visit the utility's website at www.dmww.com to keep up to date with the latest or follow them on social media. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.